If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1662. 5 Signs It's Time to Switch Up Your Diet. By Rachel Gregory of MetFlexLife.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, I'm sure you're excited to hear all about how to switch up your diet, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. 5 Signs It's Time to Switch Up Your Diet by Rachel Gregory of MetFlexLife.com. The way we eat is an evolving, ever-changing thing. From year to year and even day to day, our nutrition requirements are different depending on a number of factors. Often, when we find a plan that works, maybe it's low carb or a rigid bodybuilding diet perhaps, we become overly attached to these rules and afraid to veer away from them. We obsess over daily perfection rather than long-term consistency. When we inevitably fail to achieve that perfection, we start to feel discouraged and sometimes even give up entirely. It's important to know that human beings are incredibly adaptable, and part of an ideal nutrition plan is the ability to respond to our body's ever-changing needs. Here are some signs your body may be telling you it's time to switch things up with your diet. 1. Low energy. Perhaps you were in a calorie deficit to change your body composition, and it worked for a few months. That's great. But our bodies adapt quickly, and after the initial weight loss, your system may have adapted, and you're starting to notice some of the effects. The reaction is often to reduce extraneous functions to protect our survival. What you'll see is a plateau in your weight loss, reduced performance in the gym or your sport of choice, and low energy, even if you haven't changed your diet or workouts at all. Again, our bodies and metabolism are very good at adapting over time to what we give it. This is a concept known as metabolic adaptation, and it's a normal part of the process when it comes to losing and even gaining weight. 2. Poor digestion. Sometimes your meal plan can seem perfectly on point, full of whole foods, enough calories, and foods you enjoy. It sounds perfect, but you're still noticing issues with digestion. Maybe you're constipated or the opposite. Maybe you get bloated or gassy after meals. Maybe you're noticing other symptoms like rashes or hives. These can all be related to food choices that, while not necessarily bad, may not be optimal for you specifically. Common foods that some people experience digestive issues with include beans and legumes, nightshades, onions and garlic, dairy, and even high histamine foods like avocado and bone broth. The answer here is not to avoid all of these foods, but rather to personally test them to help you determine which foods are working for you and which aren't. 3. Hunger and hanger. If you're aiming for a mild caloric restriction, but end up restricting too much, your body will tell you with hunger signals. Or perhaps you're eating enough calories, but not the most nutrient-dense ones. Instead of protein, healthy fats, and whole food carb sources, maybe you're eating low satiety, more processed foods. In this case, your body will respond by overeating because it's not getting the nutrients or satiety from those foods that it requires. Finding a macro balance and meal structure that works for you, centered around good quality proteins, is the simple key to continuing to get the results you're after. but just because it's simple doesn't mean it's easy. 4. Poor cognitive performance and mood. Many factors can play into this, like not eating enough, eating too much sugar, and eating foods that your body doesn't tolerate well. If you find yourself having trouble concentrating on your work, you feel fuzzy even after a decent sleep, or you're moody or irritable and don't know why, your diet may be the culprit, or at least an improvement in your diet could help. And 5, poor sleep. Everyone knows sleep is important to health, but it's less common knowledge that the foods you eat can have a dramatic impact on your sleep quality. Sure, avoiding alcohol and caffeine later in the day are big factors, but meal timing and meal quantity can impact your sleep too. Do you find yourself waking up in the middle of the night starving? Do you have issues falling asleep or staying asleep? Do you wake up in the morning craving that caffeine hit? Switching up your eating schedule and structuring your macros in specific ways can make a huge difference. Sleep is a crucial part of your body actually being able to recover properly and build muscle. Eating too much, too close to bed, can disrupt sleep quality for most people. However, we also want your body to have some protein available throughout the night to help you with optimizing muscle growth. Also, if you have issues waking up hungry in the middle of the night, consuming some fruit as part of your nighttime snack can help fuel your liver throughout the night, which can prevent a blood sugar drop that may be contributing to the midnight wake up. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Signs It's Time to Switch Up Your Diet by Rachel Gregory of MetFlexLife.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. One of the best ways to help you track these signs and symptoms is to keep a food journal. In fact, if you end up talking to your healthcare provider about any of these issues, which I always recommend, of course, they will likely ask you to keep a food journal for weeks at a time. This is because a food journal helps identify patterns. When you keep one, the more details you can include, the better. For example, it's important to not only write down what you eat and when, but where you ate your meals or snacks. Were they at home, at a restaurant, in your car? How did you feel before and after? Did you experience any symptoms of gas, bloating, fatigue, changes in mood, sleep difficulties, and on and on? Then you and your healthcare provider can review the detailed journal and look for patterns. It seems that after you eat, insert food here, you experience, insert symptoms here. Let's try avoiding that food and see if you feel any better. So without details, it's hard to find patterns. And keeping a food journal for weeks and sometimes months really helps you and your healthcare provider find these patterns. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.